All right. We continue to welcome people helping people to the show. And tell us if you know someone doing good in these times. Jeannie Oakes, she's one of those people. And Jeannie, thank you so much for coming on WGN. I know we've been trying to get you on for a little while, and you're busy doing what you do. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a lot has happened since I was supposed to come on the first time. So,
oh boy, I've heard. I mean, I just heard you just started this little Facebook group to try to swap supplies and help neighbors who weren't able to get the basic stuff they needed, and it is just boom. It turned into something so much bigger. Tell us about it.
Yeah. So basically, I was just out doing, you know, this is probably about 3 weeks ago when people still felt pretty okay going out to stores. And, you know, I was out just searching for Lysol. I always use it. We have three kids. And was speaking with one of the workers at Home Depot and said that a man had come in and bought every single package of toilet paper. And when he had asked the man, you know, what about everyone else, the man said, you know, well, that's their problem. So it really set a fire in me, you know, and I just felt like there had to be something or some way for our community to be able to trade or at least give each other information on where products would be available. So I just started it, you know, just kind of as a, you know, fly by for maybe my friend group. And since I made it public, it definitely started growing. And then Lorraine Swanson of The Patch did an article, asked if she could do an article. And since then, we're almost at, I think we have like 1,800 members on there now.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's been amazing. There's, you know, definitely rules on there. There's no selling. You know,
no price gouging, right? You can't do that.
Yeah, exactly. The one rule I will allow with selling is if you do see it and you do buy it, because, you know, a lot of people can't get out stores as fast, or, you know, when they go on the shelves, they're usually gone right away. So if you do want to purchase, you know, at the time, you can resell, but with a proper receipt so that it's for the exact price, to help others. But mainly the page has turned into kind of a well-oiled machine of just people volunteering to drop off things at other people's houses, offering, you know, making masks, offering, you know, anything under the sun for anybody that needs anything. And it's just, you know, and my other rule is be nice. You know, anytime I see any rude comments, the member is deleted. I just, right now, we need to all focus on being kind to one another. And I know it's easy to be frustrated in a time like this, but, you know, I just want to make sure everyone on this page is here for each other and not to fight against each other, because that's the last thing we need right now.
Oh, I think, I mean, it's, you've got the right spirit. You're doing the right thing. Jeannie, how can people find you and find this particular place? Because I know a lot of folks are saying, hey, I don't have toilet paper, but maybe I have Lysol. What a great thing. I'll swap with someone else. Where do they go?
Right, right. So it's kind of funny because there was a little bit of controversy over the name. The name of the group is Corona-Virus Food and Supplies Hoarder Trading Group. It's kind of a mouthful.
They don't like the hoarder?
Yeah, I think when I posted it on another page, someone was like, oh, this is a page for hoarders. And what it was is I was saying it's for people to find things because hoarders have taken over and are trying to profit off of this. And, you know, but I'm keeping the name because it's so well known now. And I think people can see for themselves when they go on the page that it's absolutely completely opposite. It's nothing but free will of helping one another. So it's called the Coronavirus Food and Supplies Hoarder Trading Group.
Awesome. Thank you, Jeannie. Jeannie Oakes, Coronavirus Food and Supplies Hoarder Trading Group. Find it on Facebook and participate if you need something. That's a good way to do it. Thanks, Jeannie. And congrats
Thank
on being
so
featured
much,
on Anna. Dr. Oz. I just heard that happen, too.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't even know. They keep switching that around on me. I know there's a lot going on. But, yeah, it's been kind of surreal. But it's great to talk about how much people are helping and this kind of crisis. So I appreciate it.
And get the message out. Thanks, Jeannie.
Thank you so much, Anna. Have a great day.